It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate each and every one of you. You're each treasured. You're valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to this team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, it is Thursday, and boy, it seems like we just started this thing on Monday. The days are peeling off the calendar so quickly because there's so much that we have to do.
I tick off every day at 7 o'clock in the morning when we go off the air that says what percentage of the week is done, and I just can't believe the way these weeks fly by.
It is. It's truly astounding, and when I was listening to the comments that we have when we're coming into the show, and you had pulled that one regarding when I had said that I see big danger in what bureaucrats could dictate what we put into our body. That was actually recorded before COVID. So I guess that was very prescient at that particular point in time. I think that it's important to understand that this all didn't just happen, that they have been ramping up for this for quite some time, but it's somewhat unbelievable that was recorded before the whole COVID thing, Steve.
Yeah, we have different intros each day. But every time the Thursday one goes past me, I'm thinking that very thought. It's like, how did I know to pull that one out in the face of not knowing what was coming in terms of COVID-19?
I know it. So they have been playing long ball on a whole bunch of this stuff here. And that is why we do this show, is to help you get your brains around these issues. And we search for truth and clarity by looking at the issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. So check out the website. That's Kim Monson, MONSON.com. The recaps and the podcast of the shows are there. Although we've gotten a little behind on some of these, just we have a tremendous body of work that we're putting out every day. We have a small team. And so just have a little bit of patience with us. And in fact, I wanted to send you to the website the other day when we were talking about Joe Biden, when he said that he had driven a Mack truck, and they're like, when? And he couldn't really tell you. I mean, he just pulls this kind of stuff out. But you've got to go and look at the visual that Zach did. Have you looked at that yet, Steve? It's absolutely hysterical. Zach has a Mack truck coming down the highway and Joe Biden as the driver. And I looked at it and it just made me laugh.
Well, Joe Biden makes you laugh in the terms of the things, never knowing, and his handlers, every time they send him out on the platform, they got to be holding their breath, wondering what he's going to come up with next, because he's just like, you know, your great grandpa, I guess. When you were a kid, you just never knew what was coming.
Yeah, it is rather remarkable. So anyway, you've got to go take a look at the visuals that, and across the spectrum, there are so many interesting ones that some of them are pretty edgy as well. So we're pretty proud of that. So check that out. That is our website. That's KimMunson.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you're going to get first look at all of the upcoming guests, as well as the most recent op-eds and podcasts. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And I really appreciate each and every one of you who contribute to support our independent voice. We are an alternative to all that's going on out there. And we're looking for order. We're trying to find order and reason out of all of this chaos and confusion. This week's America's Veterans Story Show is with retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle, and he is a Vietnam veteran, and a remarkable story. He went into the Army as a private, and he left as a Major General. Pretty remarkable, Steve.
Well, on the humorous side, he brought to light the fact that, you know, just the genetics of the South Vietnamese people. They're 5 foot, something.
Yeah.
Very rarely much over 5 foot eight. And I guess, General Arbuckle was 6 foot and then some.
Two, I think.
And
yeah,
he said, when you were around him, and if anybody was watching from a distance, it wasn't too tough to figure out who was who.
Right. In fact, they were always concerned about snipers trying to take them out. But great story. And again, the America's Veterans Story Show is on at 3 and at 10 on Sundays. And both these shows come to you because I have great sponsors. And Hooters Restaurants is one of those great sponsors. And they have 5 locations. It is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And they have all kinds of specials. So now that we're getting into the end of the week, they have happy hour specials at Hooters. And they're keeping the line right now, even though everything is inflating in prices right now, both their lunch specials and their happy hour specials. They're holding the line on that. So be sure and check out my website. They have all of those specials on there. And great show planned for you today. We'll talk with Dr. Jill Vecchio, Karen Levine, and Roger Hayes. He's the president and CEO of Premier Employer Services. Just to get an idea of the challenges that's going on out there for our businesses here in Colorado. This last legislative session was brutal. For some reason, I think that these legislators, they think that small business is, I think they look at their gross revenues and they think that that is what businesses are taking home. Well, the margins are just really pretty small. I think for most restaurants, it's maybe 7%. So when you start to pass legislation and rules and regulations and taxation that goes at those margins, it really affects whether or not they can stay in business. So it'll be in a very important conversation with Roger Hayes in the third and fourth segment. Our quote for today, because we were looking at business, is one that Walt Disney is just such a great entrepreneur. And his quote for today, I just love it. And he said this, and you know him. He said, if you can dream it, you can do it. Always remember that this whole thing was started with a dream and a mouse. Do you not love that, Steve?
And he wasn't talking about a computer mouse either, was he?
No, I guess we are dating ourselves when we say that for sure. Let's jump over here, Steve, to this soundbite that you found of Ron DeSantis regarding all of this craziness that's coming out of the Harris-Biden-Obama-Rice administration. DeSantis just pretty well nailed that, but go ahead and play that.
I love it because, gone are the days when I think, 30, 40 years ago where a governor might, show a little bit, whether he agreed or did not agree with the president, some level of decorum or respect, but those days are gone and we're in the age of pushback. So here it is.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. And what is his big solution? What is he so upset about Florida? His solution is he wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. He thinks that should be a decision for the government. Well, I can tell you in Florida, the parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
Now, don't you love that? I mean, what have we been preaching all week, saying that your urgency, your sense of whatever you're doing is stoking fear about the variant and whatnot. Until you get this border closed, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. Your hypocrisy is just limitless.
Well, and another point on hypocrisy is I was watching Tucker last night, and he was talking about Rochelle Walensky. She's the CDC director on this eviction moratorium. And first of all, so many people have received so much money from the government. I can't quite understand how there's this big number of people that are behind on their rent. But to say that people don't have to pay their rent, this can really affect mom and pop, little small operations, people that may have just a few houses that they want to, that they have for their retirement or for cash flow. And they still have to pay their mortgages. How about let's have Rochelle Walensky, maybe we should have a moratorium on paying our income taxes. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, again, there's such great, I don't know, I'm hesitant to bring it up, but wisdom in the memes on social media. And one of them says, don't forget all the people with all their wonderful solutions and shutting down businesses. Haven't missed a paycheck yet.
That's absolutely true. And I was also thinking about it. If for some reason you took a moratorium on paying your taxes, then you end up actually getting free board and rent because they'll throw you in jail. And of course, the jails are there's space in the jails because they've been letting criminals out. So how did we get to Crazyville here in America? How did that happen?
It was coming, it was coming a long way off, and wise people could spot it, but nobody was listening.
Well, people are paying attention now, and that is one of the reasons, as we look at the search for truth and clarity, by looking at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Remember, socialism is not about free stuff. It ultimately comes down to force, and it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood. And when we say livelihood, that takes us back to Hancock's State of the City address just recently, where he said, you have to be vaccinated, force. You have to be vaccinated, and if you aren't, then you might lose your job. So using that force to take away people's livelihood, there's nothing compassionate about it. It's cruel. It's pretty terrible. And they use, in the old days, weapons, war, unpredictable and excessive taxation. We see a lot of that. Fear, that's been a big one. Coercion. And now we see that silent thief, and that is inflation. That's government-induced inflation. And remember, if something's a good idea, you should not need to have force to implement it. And Steve, I want to go back to, this is quite the find that Patty found on her sleuthing regarding this law that Polis signed. Let's see, I think we have the date on that. It was in May 21st, 2021. And this was their abortion bill. And really, the leftist activists are having quite a time, because for so long on pro-abortion, they say, my body, my choice. Of course, what they do not acknowledge, that there is also another body that is involved there, and they are taking away that choice of life for that particular body. But they have used that narrative, my body, my choice. Well, now those that believe in medical freedom are saying, my body, my choice. But anyway, Polis signed a pro-abortion bill. It was Senate Bill 21-142. And Section E in that says this, though, Steve. It says, every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. That is Colorado law, signed by Polis on May 21 of 2021, Senate Bill 21-142, that is Colorado law. And so all of these mandates and coercion are against the law, Steve.
Well, with this wave of hypocrisy, tidal wave of hypocrisy that's upon us, you know, big waves usually generate undertow, and now they're getting caught up in it. With that, my body, my choice type of thing, it's coming back to bite them now. Now when they want to, with the vaccine passports and stuff, it counteracts that thing. It moves in the total opposite direction. You want to say, which way do you guys want it?
Right. They say, my body, my choice, when there is a baby involved, and whether or not a woman will have an abortion. And they've pushed that narrative. It's been a real lie that they have pushed on women on that. But now you move over here to this vaccination mandates and passports. And now we say it's my body, my choice. We're going to go to break, because when we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Jill Vecchio and get her take on all of this, these vaccine mandates, forced vaccinations, vaccine passports. Can't wait to hear what Jill has to say. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of the upcoming guests, the op-eds, the podcasts, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so appreciate you, and I have these great sponsors as well. On the line with me is Dr. Jill Vecchio. She was one of the few people that read the complete Unaffordable Care Act, also known as the PPACA, or Obamacare. She is a radiologist. She's in the business of saving women's lives trying to prevent breast cancer, or certainly treatment if women are diagnosed with breast cancer. And she is just she does amazing research, and she's a real critical thinker. Dr. Jill Vecchio, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I am well. And Jill, I just saw this headline come across the wire here, and this is from the Epic Times, and it says the U.S. Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, says he believes it is likely that a COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of 12 will be given emergency use authorization during the next school year. And we're looking at these mandates and vaccine passports. We're out of our minds right now, Jill.
It's been a very successfully executed plan, in my opinion, because none of this makes any medical sense. None of it. And I sent you a link this morning to a podcast. It's a long one, but it includes a whole bunch of doctors and researchers and things. It's called on a site called Truth for Healthcare. But I sent the link to you. And it talks about a lot of the things. And there's a Dr. Robert Malone that will also, you know, they say exactly the same thing that I'm saying. None of this has been scientifically treated. None of the data, none of the decisions are really based on science at all. It's all based on political agenda, and that's a worldwide political agenda. The idea that we're going to vaccinate an entire chunk of the population with an experimental drug when we have no idea if it even protects against COVID, what the effects, because there's a lot of information that's flying around now that that once you've had the vaccine, if you get COVID again, that it can be much more severe. And that would definitely be upheld, that information, or if we're getting that data, that would definitely be supported by an article that Fauci co-authored like a year ago, saying that the reason that making a COVID vaccine was so difficult, they've been trying for decades. One of the reasons it was so difficult is because when they reinfected or re-exposed vaccinated laboratory animals with coronavirus, like the cold virus, just coronavirus, a lot of the animals died. They had horrible outcomes. That's why we've never had a cure for the common cold, and COVID is a coronavirus, which is a variation of the common cold. So we're seeing things, and we're just hearing little tiny bits of problems. And every time some little bit tries to get out, it's smashed or suppressed by the media, by the mass media, and social media, tech, big tech. There is nothing scientific about any of this, but I can tell you that I went, you know, got hooked up for golf with some ladies who had grade school age kids, and they're all saying, "Have your kids been vaccinated yet?" "Yes, we're going next week. We're so excited." You know, it's like, holy smokes! And they asked me, you know, "What do you think?" And I said, "No, I don't think you want to know what I think." I mean,
did you continue on? Did you Did they push further? Or
I
did
waited
because
I just, well, I just met these ladies. So, you know, and we're on, you know, we're on the first hole of golf. So I got hooked up with them. You know, I was a single. So I got hooked up with these three wonderful ladies. We had a great time. They were fantastic. But and later on, then they asked me. So I gave them a little bit of information. But, you know, otherwise you get shut down. They're just going to block you out if you just immediately go into this. You have to ease your way into this discussion because it's kind of like those, trauma-based mind control. That's really what we're in right now as like a world population. We are in trauma-based mind control. They have us so afraid, or the majority of people, so afraid, so fearful, that now it's kind of like we're at the stage where people are willing to lash out at other innocent people, fellow citizens. They're ready to lash out at them mentally and verbally and physically for not being complicit in this ridiculous affair, you know, where we have corporations and, you know, this would never be this bad if it weren't for corporate medicine. Because corporate medicine has the power over physicians. Because corporate medicine has the power over physicians to force them into complicity with mandating vaccines and all of the mask requirements and everything. If it weren't for corporate medicine, doctors would have the freedom to question. They would have more freedom. Right now, they can lose their credentialing, not be able to practice in a corporate system that is their livelihood, because that's where they get their patients, from this corporate system. That they can be kicked out of that system if they prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They're threatened with losing their licenses in many states if they prescribe drugs to treat COVID for their patients.
It's really remarkable. And Jill, we got a couple of minutes left. But I remember early on, after you read the complete Obamacare legislation, that you really predicted this, and we've seen this, that little medical doctor that had his own great little practice was being forced into corporate medicine with the rules and the regulations and the reporting and all that. So this didn't just happen. I remember talking to a doctor, and he's kind of moved over more to the kind of like a concierge, but he said, I would look at my medical practice, and he said, I wasn't financially successful on it, and he said, and I'm a good doctor. I couldn't figure it out. And because of Obamacare, they've been playing long ball on this, Jill. It's pushed people into corporate medicine. You hear all the time, a practice is being bought out, a practice is being bought out. What's your final thought on that, Jill?
It has been brilliantly played. In corporate medicine, yes, Obamacare, something like 90% of physicians were self-employed before Obamacare. And then with Obamacare, increased regulations so that doctors' overhead just skyrocketed, and trying to comply with all these regulations and hiring more people and decreased reimbursement, more complicated billing practices, increased overhead even more. So doctors just said, to heck with this. I can't. I don't want to do this. This isn't why I got into medicine. I can't make ends meet with this increased overhead because of Obamacare. So they sold out their practices to these corporate medicine things. Once it's corporate medicine, it's like, instead of divide and conquer, it's like conglomerate and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have all of these doctors being employed by corporate medicine, and certainly so densely, so tightly affiliated with a corporate medical entity, that they've lost control. They've lost control over their medical freedom and their ability to truly practice medicine, which means investigate for yourself, innovate, treat your patients as individuals in the best way that you can figure out how. Not saying, oh, this is the only instrument you can use for this kind of surgery. This is the only, you only get two types of drugs to treat this disease because that's the only ones we're going to have contracts at our pharmacies for. You know, so it's called formulary stuff. But I mean, these are the tests you're allowed to order. If you order too many of these kind of tests, we're going to come down on you and you could lose your license or you could lose your credentials.
And lose your livelihood.
It could never happen without corporate medicine. Corporate medicine, in my opinion, is the worst thing that ever happened to healthcare.
Right. And Obamacare really set that up. So when we talk about them playing long ball, they've been playing long ball on this for quite some time. Dr. Jill Vecchio, it is always a very enlightening conversation when we have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. And always another enlightening conversation, and that is with Karen Levine. She is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, great sponsor of both the shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories. Karen Levine, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Kim.
So a couple of things. I am seeing some for sale signs in my neighborhood. So what is going on with inventory out there? Has the pricing softened a little bit, or what is happening?
Inventory, we are seeing a little bit of an increase. Homes are staying on the market. Some homes are staying on the market through the weekend and potentially through a couple of weekends. So that would mean that there's some resistance to pricing by the buying consumer, which means there should be a little bit of softening of the level of appreciation. Appreciation is going to continue to occur because we still have more demand than we have supply.
So obviously working with a award-winning realtor like yourself is a really good idea, and also being pre-qualified and Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group can help people do that. I talked with Lauren yesterday about this text that I received where a realtor had said that her client's employment status had been held up as they were doing employment verification for a mortgage because the employer would not verify because they hadn't gotten vaccinated yet. It just really kind of struck terror in my heart on this. What's your thoughts about that, Karen?
Well, after I read that text message that you shared with us, the question continues to be asked. What is the proper role of government? And here a family is trying to purchase a home, and they are employed, and the job of the employer is to confirm their employment, not to confirm their health status.
Aha.
So that seems overreaching to me. I had lunch with a girlfriend yesterday, and she has a friend who their company is incentivizing them up until, I think, October 1 to get vaccinated. And as of October 1, their job will be at risk.
So it's the old socialist carrot and the stick.
Yep.
There is the carrot. And if you don't take the carrot, then there's going to be the stick. I never dreamed, Karen, that we would be in this situation here in the United States of America.
I think there are many of us who never dreamed this was the direction a nation of freedom, a nation of capitalism would choose to go. And it's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary because, once again, this is an emergency gene therapy experimental drug. And this idea, and we were just talking with Jill about this corporatism, and that is through the COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus reaction disruption, where they shut down businesses, and we'll talk with Roger Hayes about that in just a minute. Remember, it was the middle America. It was the mom and pop operations. It was your middle class, your big swath of America. They were deemed not essential. And then the corporate stuff was deemed essential. And so they're trying to move everybody away from this entrepreneurial spirit into that corporate job where you then must capitulate in order to keep your job, to keep your livelihood. There's nothing compassionate at all about this, Karen.
No, and it's the difference between freedom and control. And so I appreciated Jill's comments with regards to healthcare, because I have continued to ask the question, why has healthcare gotten so expensive? And she made it very clear to me that when the entrepreneurial aspect of practicing medicine was threatened by regulation, costs went up, and they've skyrocketed. And the same is going to happen in housing, which we're seeing with housing along the transit corridors being rental properties and not ownership properties, and that control over housing. So I guess at some point, people just succumb to the pressures of the government and corporate America, or are we going to stand up and fight for our freedom?
Well, I think we're out of time, and I want to say that it's Thomas Jefferson, that people will, up to a point, they will succumb to this, but there comes a point where people say no. And I mean, the idea with this headline that just came across, to mask up kindergartners.
Yep.
I mean, we've not been a society where we've covered our faces. And so this is rather remarkable. And just think about it. How healthy is that for little kids to be breathing back in all of those toxins? Moms and dads, we have to stand up and say no. Karen Levine, when people, with what's going on out there, first of all, you volunteer an enormous amount of time. It's really been a journey for you at the local, the state, and the national level to fight for property rights and to fight for home ownership, which is a great way for people to create wealth instead of a lifetime of throwing away their money on rent where somebody else gets rich, where they buy a home and they create wealth. And so I appreciate so much what you're doing. And I also highly recommend that people have you on their side of the table, whether or not they're buying or selling their home. How can people reach you, Karen Levine?
People can reach me at 303-877-7516.
Again, Karen's number is 303-877-7516. Karen, we'll talk to you again next week. And then I think you and Lauren are both going to be in studio here in a couple of weeks to help me co-host the show.
I believe that's true. And I'm sure between Lauren, you and I, we will have an amazing conversation.
I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about.
Yep.
Karen Levine, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kim.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, another great partner of the show is Roger Hayes. He is the CEO and president of Premier Employer Services. And this legislature, what they have done to business has made it more and more difficult. Again, for everyday entrepreneurs, we want to find out what he thinks about that. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is another great partner of the Kim Munson Show, and that is Roger Hayes. He's the president and CEO of Premier Employer Services. So he really watches what's happening regarding rules and regulations and new laws and taxes for businesses, because it's super difficult to navigate. Roger Hayes, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
this last legislative session, Roger, was really terrible for businesses. And it's difficult because you work with small to mid-sized businesses. There's new onerous rules, regulations, fees. It's difficult to find employees, the unknown. Where do you want to start on all this, Roger?
I have no idea. It's such a mess. I mean, the two biggest things right now that Colorado employers are looking at is this new family thing. You know, that's coming up. And then as of January 1st of this year, we've talked about this one before, but the equal pay program mm-hmm. that is kicked in. And those are two big, huge ticket items for employers. And they create an enormous amount of regulation and compliance issues. And for a small business, it's just, you know, you're worried about recruiting customers, recruiting employees, and now you've got, you know, hours and hours of compliance things you have to sit at a desk and do and not run your business. It's a pretty difficult task.
On that equal pay, now I'm not sure if that's the piece of legislation, but Patty had found a headline on this that there are some major employers that are looking for employees to work remotely, but if you live in Colorado, you need not apply. I think that comes under that equal pay law.
That's what's causing that. That's exactly. So that started, they passed the bill back in 19, and it's one of those delayed entry programs so that they can buy themselves time to A, figure out what they're really going to do, but B, you know, politically, it kind of fades a little bit, and they're not held accountable for it. Some of the folks that passed it are gone now, so they don't have to, you know, take responsibility when it blows up, which it's doing. That one is one of the things that makes it onerous is if you have employees in the state of Colorado, you have to comply with this. But if you're an out-of-state employer and you hire one person in the state of Colorado, you have to comply with it as well. You can't treat that employee the same way you treat your employees in, let's say, California or Arizona. You have to treat them, you know, under Colorado law, which makes sense. But in this case, it's a little more depth detail because you've got to do that for all your employees where you're at. I mean, how you enforce that is a really difficult question. But employers are saying, look, we're just not going to hire people in Colorado, and then we can avoid it. That's just how we avoid it, right? Johnson & Johnson had an ad out not too long ago that I think you're referring to, that they posted an ad for remote workers. You can work anywhere from home in the country except for Colorado. We won't hire anyone in Colorado. So if you're a person looking for a job in Colorado and you have all the qualifications that Johnson & Johnson was looking for, well, too bad for you because you happen to live in a state that just cost you that job.
Now, did you say one other thing that on this law, for example, if Johnson & Johnson hired one person in Colorado, then that law would be applicable to them across the spectrum throughout the nation, or did I hear that incorrectly?
No, you heard it correctly. That's the way it's supposed to work. It doesn't really, I mean, because companies are just like, what are you going to do? Come get me, right? But what they'll do is impose that on the Colorado employee and then, you know, kind of push you around that way. I mean, it's the same what you were just talking about in housing, right? The government, once they can, if they can take your house away from you and force you into a rental agreement, it's a lot easier to control you, right? You know, you can dictate who lives next door to you. You can dictate where you can live because all of a sudden now they can push you around because you don't actually own the property. It's a lot mm-hmm. easier to deal with. Employment law is the same way. Once you agree to comply with the Colorado statute, then they start to try to get you to comply with it everywhere. And it's what our Colorado legislature, and it's mostly the folks that are in charge now, just never learn. And it's that law of unintended consequences. We have a brilliant idea. We're going to push this, and it's going to solve everything, and everybody's going to get paid the exact same. But it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Employers do what a lot of people do. They vote with their feet, right? And they just say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. It's the same thing that happened to Governor Hickenlooper when he was passing gun laws a number of years ago, and all of a sudden companies started leaving the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you know, I passed this great law. It hasn't saved a single life that we're aware of. People are still, you know, we had the guy up in Boulder. He followed all the rules and still ended up, because he's a bad person, he ended up doing bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs jobs. people lost their jobs. Jobs moved to Texas. Jobs moved to Wyoming. And folks here are left behind and said, okay, go find something else. Mm-hmm. And I love the, you know, the cute phrase that they love to throw out is, well, learn to code. Like, there's 1.5 million coding jobs that are out there that don't really exist. So that's mm-hmm. their comment, right? Well, we don't care if we put you out of a job. Mm-hmm. You can go do something else. It's just not that easy. It's never that simple.
So the point on this is that this particular equal pay piece of legislation, the equal pay that they've gotten to on that is zero because that person was not able to get that job. So the equal pay gets you to zero on that one, Roger Hayes.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's, well, you know, okay. And you know, Patty's done a great job. I've read some of her stuff in the past. She served on the committee that was looking at this a number of years ago. And there's a lot of debate on whether there really is even that big of a gap anymore. There is definitely a gap in some jobs, but it's just not a broad, across-the-board, everybody's-discriminating kind of a thing. And now they've tried to solve that problem, but they've created a whole other problem. Companies are just going to go, look, I'm not going to comply with your really expensive, dumb law. I'm just not going to hire people in your state. Mm-hmm, and it's much easier for them to do that because you've got 49 other states to choose from. And if I'd have told you 15 years ago that companies were going to choose California employees over Colorado employees, you'd have laughed at me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's where we're at now. We're worse than California in a lot of ways.
We really are worse than California in a lot of different ways. And when we start to see things that they say, we are the first in the country to do this. For example, we've been really taking a look at this. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be on the ballot, that, and that is LEAP, this new marijuana tax, quote unquote, for the children. And when they're saying that this is the first of its type in the country, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure that just on that alone raises big red flags on that. But let's go to break, Roger, because this equal pay piece. Now, the equal pay was a piece of legislation, and then the family, wasn't that passed via the voters? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. They tried to push the family one through the legislature a couple of times, and it didn't work. It failed. They couldn't come to agreements. So then they put it on the ballot, and that was a ballot initiative that passed last election.
Okay. That voice that you hear is Roger Hayes. He is the CEO and president of Premier Employer Services. So he really has his fingers on the pulse of what is happening out there with small to mid-sized businesses. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, today is the Everyday Carry special event at Castlegate Knife and Tool. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. today. Your everyday carry, it could be that kitchen knife that you use, or it could be a pocket knife. But they have this great new knife sharpening service, and they know what they're doing, so that's really important. So today, 3 to 6 p.m., drop by the store. It's right there in Sedalia. And check out castlegate.com. But again, that's 3 to 6 today. Drop by. You can have your everyday carry knife sharpened. If you have other knives, you can leave those, and they'll take care of that. And check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Roger Hayes.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, Afghanistan, and our other wars and conflicts. America's fighting men and women strapped on their boots and picked up their guns to fight tyranny and stand for liberty. We must never forget them. Welcome to America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. These stories will touch your heart, inspire you, and give you courage. Tune in Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. We stand on the shoulders of giants.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Roger Hayes. He is the CEO and president of Premier Employer Services. And Roger, just explain to us what your business is exactly.
So I operate a professional employer organization, and what we do is we're an outsource group for small and medium-sized companies. And there's some large ones, but it's mostly small and medium. And what we do is all that back-of-the-house compliance regulation stuff for them so that they can actually run their business. We provide benefits, so health insurance, dental, vision, that kind of thing. Help them get those at a better rate because we tend to, PEOs tend to pool those together under one FEIN, and then you can join into it. We also do workers' comp risk management stuff. We provide that for them. And then HR. So we help them with, you know, making hiring decisions and handbooks, the things like that. Put those together, make sure their policies are in compliance with state and federal law. And then just in general, just kind of help the day-to-day operations of managing people, because nobody ever starts a business to actually manage people. You have a great idea on how to manufacture something cheaper, better. You have a service that's better, and then all of a sudden you hire that first person and you realize, now I'm bogged down in federal and state regulations and I can't actually do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So we do that for smaller businesses because they can't afford, you know, a team of attorneys or, you know, five HR people in a department and a couple of payroll people to do all their stuff for them. So they can come to us and it's a significantly more cost-effective option for them. They can get all those professionals for a much cheaper cost by going through us.
Okay. And how can people find you?
Internet, www.premieremployerservices.com. There's a page on the back, contact us. You can reach out to us that way. And you can always call us at 303-221-0558, and we'll be happy to chat with you there.
Do you only work with companies in Colorado, or do you work in other states as well?
We're actually in about 35 states right now, so we do have companies in other states. A lot of those states are, you know, companies in Colorado that have employees outside, but a number of our clients are housed or located in states like Maryland or Arizona, Texas, places like that.
Well, I was thinking about it. In one way, this Colorado legislature is quite the job security for you because they always are instituting more rules and regulations. But yet, I think companies will start to vote with their feet, and I think that we will see companies leave. What I see, Roger, is that this legislature and this governor, there's businesses they like. They like tech, and so they're giving incentives to try to get tech companies to come here. But they don't like oil and gas. They don't like our farming and ranching. And so they're doing things that are pushing those companies out of our state. And whenever you get into the situation of picking winners and losers, I think it really ultimately will affect the economy of those states. And that's what's a great thing about federalism, about this idea of America, is that we have 50 different states that they make, they run their states in different ways. And so people can, businesses can vote with their feet and leave. And are you seeing any of that occurring right now?
I think here's the advantage that they have right now. There is some of that. There are companies that are moving out of the state, but there's other companies moving in. So it's kind of a zero-sum balance. Because what you've got is you've got states like New York or Illinois that are such a disaster, people are bailing out of those states looking for somewhere to go, and we actually look better than them. So Colorado does have that still going for it. We're able to recruit businesses to come here because our environment is still slightly better than a half a dozen other states in the union because they've screwed them up so bad. People can't wait to get out of places like California. You know, companies are fleeing en masse from California to states like Colorado and Texas and Arizona and Utah. And so we still have some inbound traffic, but we are seeing more and more people just say, to heck with it, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go somewhere else like Florida or Texas or Arizona because they've got a much better system or an economy there for businesses. And it's just going to get worse. I think you're correct. I think we're going to see that pick up as we continue to compete. We have kind of an older brother, stepsister kind of a mentality in Colorado with our Democrats. They just so desperately want to be California. That's their big brother. They just they constantly look up to the state of California and just dream about being California, and they're doing a great job of turning us into that state.
And it's amazing. California is a beautiful state. Colorado is a beautiful state. And there's almost been some arrogance, I think, on that, and that they have bet that because of the beauty of our states and the lifestyles that we used to have, that people are going to want to move here. But at some point in time, people say, I have to make a living. I have to. And that's going to go over to our next question, and that is finding employees. I hear that there's businesses out there. They need people to work, and they're not finding people to work. What are you seeing on that, Roger?
That's a big problem right now for a lot of businesses, especially in the service sectors, restaurants, places like that, are really struggling to find those entry-level kind of folks that want to make $15 an hour. It's just not enough money because the Democrats have done a great job of getting people addicted to government money. They can stay at home. They can make more money on unemployment right now than they can make working at McDonald's. So why would you want to go work at McDonald's and, you know, deal with customers and have to be there early in the morning when you can stay home and go mountain biking and get paid by the government? They'll just send you a check. So it's proving to be very, very difficult for a lot of businesses to find employees. A lot of the construction folks are really struggling to track down people that want to work, because what COVID has done as a side problem for us, besides all the other stuff, is they sent everybody home and then started sending them money and said, just stay there, we'll take care of you. And we've built the nanny state up even more to the point where it's really becoming hard to recruit employees for some folks.
What are we going to do about this, Roger?
I don't know. I wish we had a simple solution. It's, you know, one of the things that far left progressives take advantage of is human beings' inherent laziness. And so a lot of people are just more than happy to stay home and let the government run their life. We're seeing that with all the COVID restrictions. And, you know, one of the big fears for employers right now is, you know, they're going to shut us down again. And the mask mandates that are coming back out. And it's amazing to me. I have a lot of friends on both sides of the political aisle, and it's amazing to see how many folks I thought were far-right, hardcore conservatives just rolling over and accepting mask mandates because they're terrified. They've done a great job of scaring people. So it what happens and what has to happen is people have to get tough, and they have to work hard, and they have to get out, and they have to vote, and they have to get their friends out. Otherwise, it's not going to change. And we can sit around and complain about it all we want, but if people don't take action and they don't go to the polls, it's just not going to stop.
Well, and speaking of the polls, this election integrity is super important as well. And I know that the U.S. Election Integrity Plan is doing some really great work here in Colorado, so stay tuned on that as well. Roger, I'm just so concerned, as you mentioned, that the radical activist leftists do play into this kind of human nature of inherently being lazy. And we can all do that. I mean, it certainly isn't. And people to get something for nothing, people like to do that. But there is no way to do that. Ultimately, it's going to crash our economy if we don't get this thing turned around, Roger.
You're absolutely correct. Nothing's free. Our grandparents told us, right? There's no such thing as a free lunch. And they didn't come up with this saying just because it sounded cute. It's true. You have to pay for everything somehow. And usually it's taxes, right? We can raise taxes on a ballot, or we can end run it like they've done with raising fees or other things. But they've got to come up with the money somehow. And pretty soon, you know, 40, 50, 60% of your income is going to taxes, or you're giving up freedoms. You're trading somehow, some way. And we're seeing that in the job sectors where people are, you know, struggling to come up with employees, and people just don't want to work because it's too easy to stay home. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that come September 1st, we'll see some change here in Colorado. And that's what worries me about the COVID thing is I see the mask mandates and the panic as a possible way to extend some of those unemployment benefits past September 1st. Because it's, you know, there's always long-term goals. And I think some folks are like, hey, we're going to stop this on September 1. It automatically expires. But like the eviction moratorium, it's really easy to extend. You know, once you've got it on the books, it's not hard to kick the can down the road anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid they're going to kick that can down the road and extend those benefits. And the folks that are struggling to find employees are going to continue to struggle.
And with that, Roger, my final thought on that is the American idea has always been that we work to pass on something better to the next generation. It began with the Continental Army, where they stepped forward and they said, we are going to stand for liberty, stand against tyranny, and pass that on to the next generation. There is something very immoral about us passing a big, fat IOU on to the next generation. Roger Hayes, we have about 20 seconds. Your final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
It just, you know, get out and get involved. That if you want to change the business economy or the climate in Colorado, get involved. Talk to your legislators. Talk to people who are going to run and find good people and back them, support them, you know, help them. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to stop the tax increases. We're not going to be able to stop the crazy laws like the family and things like that unless people get involved.
Okay. Roger Hayes, great to have you on. Always learn a lot when you're on the show. So thank you so much, and thank you for your partnership.
Thank you. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay. And our quote for today is Walt Disney. He said, the difference in winning and losing is most often not quitting. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.